Constitution today.
Hello, America. Kate Delaney at the helm of ATN. We crisscross all over the place in this great nation of ours. And boy, there's a lot of buzz over the politics that, quite frankly, ail us right now. Although there are some bright spots. We are taking our unofficial straw poll here on America Tonight. You can be a part of it. Thank you. Many of you have sent us great emails and have called as well to throw in your two cents as if you had to vote in the next couple of weeks, frankly, who you would vote for. Right now, Ron Paul is in the lead with 13 votes. Herman Cain, a close second with 11. He's the one who has no political experience whatsoever. Remember, he ran a pizza company called Godfathers. And surprisingly, Rick Perry, the current governor of Texas, has 4. Mitt Romney, the ex-governor of Massachusetts, has 3. This is, again, in the unscientific America Tonight straw poll. And Michelle Bachmann has 3. The poll thing has translated now to a recent poll that just came out, the Harris poll. The one candidate that comes up who could beat the current president is, believe it or not, Ron Paul. And certainly we've talked about Paul and how the fact that he's been ahead of his time and was written off as, in some circles, as a nut or, a kook, which would go along with the nut comment, because of what he would talk about with the Federal Reserve and completely removing the military and all that sort of stuff. Now people are stealing or borrowing, if you will, some of the main things that Ron Paul has been saying for years. So he does show up in a big way in the Harris poll, which is of the 2012 Republican presidential candidates, Ron Paul beats President Obama. You hear what I said? Beats President Obama 51% to 49% in a general election. So he's competitive. He's competitive against the sitting president. And these are just a few weeks after a Reuters survey showed that Ron Paul was polling within striking distance of the president among registered voters. So how about that? So Ron Paul, as much as he's not getting the mainstream play, if you want to call it mainstream play, he certainly is showing up in other areas, right? I mean, you can point to other polling systems where he hasn't done quite as well. But what does it all mean? In the meantime, the two that you seem to hear the most about, that we do hear the most about, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry, are out there stumping and pumping hands and doing everything they can. Mitt Romney definitely has his sights on the current president. That's where he's aiming most of his shots, other than when they're on a stage somewhere, meeting the Republicans, and they're in a debate. Here's Romney on the president's blame game, as he calls it.
It began with George W. Bush, then the Republicans, then Congress, then Fox TV and Fox Radio, then talk radio, talk TV generally. Let's see, where else did we go? The tsunami, ATMs. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and you know what he's talking about is what I think is an Achilles heel, really, honestly, for this president. If I were his campaign person, if I were David Axelrod, who is really the main guy, or Robert Gibbs, the one thing that I would say that the president does too much of is that. Who cares about why, if you're the president of the free world, why do you care and point out a specific news organization? How do you go down that rabbit hole? You wouldn't. I mean, even Bush, as much as he wanted to strangle some of the people that wrote these reports on him in the New York Times, and until he was caught one time off mic dropping the F-bomb about a reporter, and even then that just kind of went away because it was off mic that it was caught, he he just took the hits, so to speak, and he didn't use until the very, very last couple days he was in office. He didn't go after news organizations and didn't go and get defensive with whoever was saying what and then blame them, because that's just a fool's errand. And Romney's right when he says that, and he named off a couple of the key things. And, you know, why do that? Who cares if you're president? Whoever's president in 2012, let's hope they're more concerned. Just be concerned about what's happening with the country rather than how you're being portrayed. In private circles, of course, because they're a human being. But out in public, when we have a gazillion things that are happening that's scaring us all to death, worried about our future, our financial future, our well-being as a country, our rights. I mean, you know, where do we begin? It's all what we've been talking about along the way here on America Tonight. So good for Ron Paul beating Obama in this Harris poll. By the way, Romney, who you just heard, would get 21%, so would be pretty close, not 21%, would be the only other possibility, rather, who could beat Obama. The only other possibility. The rest of the other candidates drop way down from there and don't beat Obama in the scenarios that are being played out. Speaking of being played out, thank goodness that we have some people who know how to cast a wide net when it comes to catching would-be jihadists, whether a lone wolf terrorist or a sleeper cell organization or whatever. There was an apparent plot to attack the Pentagon and the Capitol using model airplanes and using explosives and using AK-47s. Was some people ultimately on the ground, but a year ago already they were on to the possible plot, had infiltrated this guy's world, a 26-year-old from Massachusetts who went to Northeastern University and was a physics major. So the Massachusetts man was arrested on Wednesday and accused of plotting an assault on the two places I mentioned in D.C., the Capitol and Pentagon as well, using remote-controlled aircraft armed with those explosives. So this is another terrorism case that sprung up that with some quick acting, there were agents that were able to get in place, gain the trust of the man who wanted to pull that off, and therefore he didn't even get close to it. Had rented a storage unit, had put some things in there, was building it all up, but they caught him in the sting and took him down, and that's the good news. His name is Rizwana Fardus, and they picked him up in Framingham in Massachusetts after the undercover guys, rather, got the material that he requested, which was grenades and six machine guns and 24 pounds of C4 explosives. Ooh. We're kicking the can down the road. Kick it with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What a week it's been when we talk about missiles. And you know what I'm referring to, the missing missiles in Libya. Yeah, on the shoulder and able to pull down a jetliner. Can you imagine? Way too many of them gone. When you're talking about thousands, that's not a good thing. In the meantime, in trying to track those missing missiles, how about what's going on with Iran? Something that we know and something we've talked about, but Iran has started mass manufacturing cruise missiles that the concern is, would this possibly be used to go up against Israel? And Israel would say, that's why we're ready. That's why we have our ally, the United States of America. Interesting that all these things are breaking about Iran just less than a week, really, after Ahmadinejad addressed the UN and so many people walked out on the same old thing, speech where he trashes the Western world and really, really trashes the U.S. and continues down the same thing, that the Holocaust isn't real and Zionist isn't real, and whatnot about the Zionist and all the things that he says are faked and are fake and blown up to crazy proportions in the United States of America. One thing that we know is real, besides the threat of what's going on with these missing missiles, I think that's probably one of the scariest stories of the week. One thing we know for certain is that people need to get back to work. The Jobs Act isn't the answer because it really only is going to help a very small number of people, especially when you think of the temporary construction jobs, jobs that were lost because the housing industry collapsed thanks to the subprime lending that should have never happened in the first place. It was a career killer for a lot of home builders, people that employed a lot of other people who made a decent wage and could afford their families and could have a couple of children. Now, those people that were in that industry had to find some other livelihood because you are starving if you're in, if you're doing that for a living. Here's what Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, had to say about the Job Acts, because, you know, this is a constant theme. He's being asked about it because it's been 2 weeks since the president sent it up to the Hill, and he's saying, I want it back. So Carney talks about the fact that really nothing's off limits.
I don't think, as a matter of approaching this, that the president is going to take items off the table, precisely because there are no controversial elements here. We're going to push the whole bill, and if it comes to us in pieces, we'll keep demanding the rest.
Wow, interesting, because there was a report when it first came out that they would maybe consider some of it, that there, you know, we would go over it, look at some of it, and consider not pulling some of the things, but looking at pieces of it. That's one of the things that Obama said himself, the president, if I'm right about that, and I know I am, because remember he addressed both chambers when the football season kicked off, for one, and talked about the economy and talked about jobs, and then released his final report on it the following week. And this is what we've been talking about. And we've dissected it, the $450 million and where it would be earmarked to go, but it's not going to pass. It's not going to pass, and it just becomes that same old pointing fingers. It's their fault. They won't pass it. This would get America back to work. How much money would it cost? But really, he doesn't even use the word cost. But ultimately, it would cost us, and it's still not providing what we need. What do we need, America? Not to jump on the soapbox of the obvious and the road that we take a lot here, but we need jobs for people here where things are made. We need to produce things. We're becoming, or we already are, really, a nation where we're not producing very much. We're not producing enough. And it used to be the opposite. That's how America thrived and just got its wings. And you had the railroad and the captains of industry that created their own wealth, but created jobs because that's what we were doing. We were creating things. We were making products. But that's not happening as much anymore. That's why it's always such a big deal when somebody says, hey, this is made in America. That's made in America. Oh, this company is doing things in America. I can't tell you, when you deal with any technology, no offense to emerging nations like India, etc., when you have something happen with a computer, Dell is totally guilty of this, and you call up to get something fixed, and you can't understand what the person's saying on the other line. And I can't tell you how many times I've said, just because I want to take my own little kind of unofficial poll on this, since I'm big on the poll thing. Well, really, where am I calling? And they're always reluctant to say, but I'm not calling anywhere in America, because the help desk, the help center, is on the other side of the world. And why isn't Dell employing people in America to do that? Why? Cheaper. Then Dell could say, well, also these people are schooled in fixing these problems of the computer where we don't have that labor in the United States, or whatever they might say. I'm not sure Michael Dell's take on that. I know that he's pushing in China and other regions and also tries to portray that they're doing what they can in America, but many, many of those jobs are being lost and we're not producing the things right here. We're not doing it. Mayor Bloomberg from New York wasn't talking about Made in America things. He went off on immigration reform, and he has a take on immigration that I don't agree with. I don't agree with some of the things that are happening in New York City, because there are once again other people being shoved out. But take a listen.
As the data clearly shows, immigrants don't take away jobs. They make jobs, and that's especially true for high-skilled immigrants. The United States simply has to compete like never before for talent. That's a competition we can win if we work at it, and we must win if we are going to remain the world's strongest economy and a beacon of hope for people around the world.
All right, now, in talking about that, Bloomberg is saying that we have to be able to still allow people the visas, the access, that kind of thing, who are the skilled people, not the people who are crawling across the Rio Grande, the people who have master's degrees and PhDs and whatnot from maybe our universities, but are from other parts of the world. And why aren't we competing with them? Well, there are a ton of reasons for that. And a lot of them have to do with the way education has been smashed in half in so many states. And the fact that kids weren't encouraged and pointed in some of these right directions from an early age like they are in other countries, especially China, especially Japan. Pushing the mathematics, pushing the science immediately, almost when they're in the womb. We have baby Einstein with pretty pictures and dolphins going across the screen and rattles. They have numbers subliminally being programmed into the minds of their youth. So they like it. They embrace it. How many times have you heard a kid say, "I hate math"? Were you "I hate math" kid? I was "I hate math" kid, and I got away with it because I was smart enough that I could do the basics that they were teaching us and pay enough attention to that. But boy, do you pay the price when you go to college and you have to take calculus or something else that you really haven't touched. Wait a second, calculus? We just got through geometry, and I got to jump up to calculus? It creates a problem, right? And then you're told, well, you can take other classes to make up for it. And this is where we are in America. You have to make learning fun. You have to let the kids make some of the choices to want to embrace what's being taught in the classrooms. And listen, we have great teachers out there, and we have teachers that have sacrificed beyond all belief. But at the same time, we need to find more of those kinds of people, and we need to stop relying on standardized tests. Hang with us. More coming down the path here on ATN.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation, and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies, and more. or check us out online at opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
So this is a very, very popular subject and should be for many of us, because it doesn't matter if you're a few years away from retirement, you're in the middle of retirement right now, or let's say you're 25 years away from retirement. What can you do to get yourself retirement ready? Ringing any bells? You hear him say it all the time on this show. Of course, certified financial planner, our friend Mike Bonacorsi joins us now on America Tonight. Mike, how are you doing?
Terrific, Kate. Terrific. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I love that little tagline that you have, that getting you retirement ready, because I'll tell you what, I wish, you know, like I had 40 years before retirement. then I could use all this knowledge that I've gathered. But it's true. It's never too late, right? It doesn't matter if you're 28 or if you're 48 or if you're 58. There's still things you can do.
Right. I mean, for most of us, the big question or the big thing is going to be defining what retirement is to us, how we see our retirement unfolding. You know, the reason I like the idea of retirement ready is because I look at that as a term that encompasses a number of things. So many people out there think that preparation for retirement means saving in their 401k. And that's certainly a piece of it, but there's so much more. For those of us who really want to be retirement ready, we go beyond that. We decide the lifestyle that we want to live. We decide our cash flow. We work on our budgeting, on our debt reduction, insurance, our estate planning, how we're going to live. Our health is a big concern coming up. So being retirement ready is a big term.
Boy, no kidding. And so what about now that people are working past, and you talked about this on one of your features, working past retirement age? Do you think that's going to become very, very common?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the studies we're reading are 60-70% of the baby boomers out there are expected to work past what was considered traditional retirement. And, you know, they're working for a number of different reasons. Some people are working for the financial benefit. Some people may continue to work simply because they like the challenge of getting up and going to work each day. Maybe they aren't involved in the same, you know, 9-to-5 grind that they did for the last 25 or 30 years. But, you know, I think in general, people like to have a reason to get up in the morning and a reason to get out there and accomplish something. And I think that's going to drive a lot of the workforce for the baby boomer generation.
Yeah, you and all kinds of jobs too. I mean, you know, anything from even in the service industry to whatever, even working on some of these plants. I've noticed that it's kind of across the board. Sometimes people in some of these corporations, might correct me if I'm wrong, like the idea of having somebody who has a little seasoning, who has some experience, especially when they have a lot of youth around.
Well, you know, you're 100% right there, Kate, because what happens is employers want to have somebody that has some experience in the workforce. The other thing that baby boomers can bring is they've got a lot more flexibility in their hours. You know, they don't have children and a family to come home for and prepare, you know, dinner for, help them with homework and everything else. So they're able to work some of the off hours that traditional parents can't. They bring experience to the workforce. They've had experience working with clients, working with customers. And like I said, they have that motivation to get up in the morning. They aren't running around with a million different things running through their heads.
Yeah, boy, that's true.
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same for myself, Mike.
You know, think of how many things you've got to do before the end of the day, plus your job.
Exactly, that's it. Hey, let's switch and talk about this. This is something that everybody's concerned about, healthcare, and where are we going with that? And you just did a piece on this as well, too, talking about Medicaid and talking about long-term care partnership programs. How do you, and they're different in all states, and you said that. How do you determine what's the best program for you? And you also talked about the idea of a rider, an inflation rider, and I would say, and you said this, that has to be one of the key things you got to look for, right?
Yeah, when you're looking at the long-term care partnership programs in this state, one of the key qualifications for the policy to qualify for long-term care is that it have an adequate inflation rider built into it, something that increases the benefit as inflation, you know, the cost of health care goes up. The partnership programs are really there to help you hold on to more assets if you have to go on to a nursing home and you're going to be dependent on Medicaid to fund that. Now the spend down on to qualify for Medicaid, basically you have to spend down the bulk of your assets. Whereas if you have a long-term care policy, one of these partnership policies, they'll actually decrease the amount you have to spend down, so you'll be able to hold on to more of your assets. And what it's there for, it's encouraging people to go out there and purchase long-term care insurance, saying, look, not only will you get the care here, but you'll also be able to hold on to more of your assets and possibly get some Medicaid benefit on top of it.
Yeah, how vital is it to do that? I mean, I would think almost everyone has to do that because we don't know where Medicaid's even going, not to be doom and gloom, but wouldn't you need some of that as protection?
Well, you know, the whole thing is, Kate, is that we're going to be generations that are going to age. We're going to live longer, but we might not live well longer.
Mm.
So we may need ongoing care for a longer period of time. I mean,
yeah.
We don't really know how the body's going to react for the majority of the population as we get into our 80s and then we get into our 90s. And I got to tell you something, by mid-century, there's going to be an awful lot of us that are going to go past 90s into the 100s. So as we get older, the possibility of more and more care, assisted care out there is going to be necessary. And that's really where long-term care is coming in. This isn't medical care. This is long-term care is really something out there to help you get through your daily activities of living, your eating, your bathing, using the bathroom, things like that, mobility. That's what long-term care provides, not health care, but it helps you be able to function. nation on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah, well put. I want to go back to the other end of the spectrum for everybody who's listening, let's say in their 20s or just about to turn 30 or so, and they let's say they have nothing. They haven't worked for a company that has a 401k. They haven't really been able to put away very much money. What can they do? What would you advise? You work for a company, no 401k, no pension. What do you do?
All right, if you're working for a company and a plan isn't offered, the best thing you can do is open up an IRA. You can still open up a traditional IRA, get a tax deduction for it, for your contribution each year. Most IRAs can be opened up, with a mutual fund or various products out there some of them can be opened up for as little as $50 a month. So you can open up an IRA, you can open up a Roth IRA, that's after-tax money with tax-free growth versus the traditional, which is pre-tax money because of the tax deduction and tax-deferred growth. So you can start saving there. And I think that's one of the best places that people can start. If you have a plan at work that's offered to you, you should at least try and put in what your employer matches. Because if you don't put in at least the match, you're really leaving money on the table.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that you don't want to leave money on the table. And what's the difference between the Roth, and you explained it, and the traditional, how do you determine which is better for you? If you're younger, do you want to go with the traditional and take the tax break, or does it just depend on how much you have and that kind of thing?
Well, you know, the thing about the Roth is the Roth is a very powerful tool because it does give you tax-free growth over a period of time. Whereas the traditional IRA, it gives you a tax deduction, and you really have to take a look at your finances. You know, if you don't have a lot of need for a tax deduction for whatever reason, perhaps you don't itemize, and it's just not enough money in there to make a difference, go with the Roth. A lot of people use the Roth to supplement a 401k. And the reason for that is because if you contribute to a 401k and contribute to a traditional IRA, your deduction on the traditional IRA could be limited depending on the amount of income you make. So you may be in a situation where you're making after-tax contributions into a traditional IRA, and then you'll end up paying taxes on that growth. You're much better off in that case to contribute to a Roth IRA and get pure tax-free growth.
Yeah, so the key is do a little homework, figure out which is better for you.
That's right. That's right. Everybody's situation is different along the way. And, you know, sometimes maybe there's not one of these products that works best for an individual, but maybe how they combine the products that can give them the benefits.
Yeah. We look forward to talking to you again. Of course, you hear him here on America Tonight, Getting You Retirement Ready, Certified Financial Planner, Mike Bonacorsi. Mike, thanks so much.
Not understand, but perhaps you can make me comprehend. Why is it that there are so many of these people who have brought little children, babies even. Now these kids are in high school or in college and they're doing real well in school, but what are they called? Undocumented. I don't understand that. How can they be here so many years and are undocumented?
Well,
they don't have Social Security numbers.
They're not. I mean, if you come into this country, that's why a lot of some illegals will come across the border 9 months pregnant, and first stop is the hospital to have a baby so their child is born here. It's called an anchor baby.
Rosie,
is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Song as they enter and trail off into a room. Of course, hail to the chief. And here on America Tonight, we're doing our own unscientific straw poll. Why not? So for the next 3 weeks, we're in our first week. That's what we'll be doing. We're taking your temperature. If you had to vote, all conversation aside, who is it that you're going to vote for? If you had to vote now, forget dragging this out into the next year. You have to make a decision. So a lot of you have responded to our poll, I'm so proud to say. We'll have the final numbers for the first week in our next show, but I want to give you a running tally of how it's going. And some of this might be a little bit shocking to many of you. Herb McCain leads the poll. That's right. The Godfather, pizza man, CEO, businessman, among other things that he's done in his life, has 11 in the straw poll so far. Ron Paul, a close second with 10. Rick Perry has 4. Mitt Romney has 3. And because of some that came in earlier in the evening, Michelle Bachmann has finally shown up. And she's got 3 votes as well. Anybody surprised by that? One that came in late, the 11th vote for Cain, was from Stan the Man. Stan wrote me and he said, my vote is for Herman Cain. I'm tired of the mainstream media disregarding this man. They're not going to pull the wool over our eyes and force feed us the candidates they would prefer to see take on Obama. Good for you, Stan. It's all about personal responsibility in voting who you think is the right person. So we'll continue to do this again for the next 3 weeks. Now, speaking of Herman Cain, I'll throw this in. A Rasmussen poll came out today on hump day as we head in now to Thursday. And Herman Cain's Cain train, that's what they're calling it, is definitely gaining some momentum. What the poll shows is that the former pizza man would run President Barack Obama in a close head-to-head matchup. He would run pretty much neck and neck, just 5 points. You know what I think's happened with Cain? He really struck the right note when he talked about his 999 plan. And in that plan, remember, he would cut corporate and income tax to 9% while also instituting a new national sales tax that would be 9. So everybody liked the idea of the 999. And Rasmussen poll, by the way, because you know I'm the poll princess, is a deal where it's of likely voters who they actually pull from. And it suggests, as I said, that he trails Obama by just 5 percentage points, with 39% saying they would vote to reelect the president and 34 saying they would go for the only leading contender who has never held office. He's never held an elected office. How about that? And what propelled him was Orlando, of all things. So he's got all this attention thanks to a little teeny Florida straw poll. But I guess in the end it did matter, and I think it was because of how succinctly he put what his plan would be for one. How about that? There is one thing that's happened on the president's side of things. Cain did well with the independents in the poll. 33% said that they would vote for him against only 31% who would go for Obama. The independents are so key to what could play out in this election. How about that? So we'll see where all this ends up. By the way, you had next to Cain, Governor Rick Perry. He had a 6-point margin. The widest disparity was 18 points between Obama and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. So how about that? Newt Gingrich. How many people, raise your hand, think that Newt should pull out of this? I think he should. I mean, I know there are people like Dale in Illinois. Dale, I know you love Newt Gingrich and you think that he speaks to the people and he's the man who should be president, but I don't think so. I think he's good when he speaks. He's a good pundit. He's written some great books, honestly. Books that all kinds of people can read. It doesn't matter what your stripes are, but he's not going to get the momentum. He doesn't have the Cain train. He doesn't have the people for Perry behind him and the Romney Renegades. There is no clever backup band to Newt Gingrich. Here's what's interesting. In the meantime, Rick Perry, he doesn't want to hit panic mode, but he's used to getting all the love, right? So now Rick Perry comes out on Wednesday and apologizes for saying that anyone who opposed giving tuition breaks to the children of illegal immigrants didn't have a heart. Because that's where he kind of blundered around in the debate in Orlando. And he said he made a poor choice of words during that debate. But he says he still stands by the view, the one that he took, that the decision in Texas to extend tuition breaks was the right thing to do. And how he's coming around on that, he's saying that's how it should be dealt with in Texas. And he said, you know, we wouldn't even be having these conversations today, whether it's about in-state tuition for illegal immigrants or whether it's the Arizona law or whether it's voter ID that was passed in Texas or sanctuary cities and the banning of those, none of it would have come up if the federal government had just done its job. If they had just secured the borders and done their job, it wouldn't be something that the states, the border states, would have to grapple with. So I'm going to give him an A for effort on the recovery side, but it's pretty tough to, it was pretty tough for him to come back from the remark that he made about the heartlessness, because that, you know, you don't have a heart, that really kind of stung, and it's starting to show up in the polls. However, he still is in the money. You know, he didn't drop to the back of the pack. So Perry has a chance to make up some of his momentum. Although if you judge by this audience as the votes are trickling in, and I think we're going to get a lot of votes over the next couple of weeks, Herman Cain and Ron Paul are the leaders in this one. So what does that say? That people are looking for more common sense? They're not looking for the branded kind of candidate? Not sure. And I'm sure many of you listening to this probably have your own idea about really who it should be. And maybe some of you like Perry, and maybe some of you like Mitt Romney. Another interesting thing is how the wives of candidates, you know, that whole thing about behind every great man is a great woman, the wives of the candidates are starting to get their backs up against the wall. And Anita Perry is not someone to shy away from commenting when she feels like her husband's getting hammered, and she did that. She talked to the Des Moines Register, a newspaper, obviously, of record in Des Moines, and what she said was that she thought her husband was pretty seasoned and that she's never seen anything like this, and that he's been running for office since their son was 3 years old, and there's nothing that they've done in the past that we're ashamed of. And we know every little nook and cranny, ooh, my favorite word, is going to be scrutinized. And then just said that, look, you know, the other Republican candidates, because she was pressed about, geez, was he off his game, and she said the other Republican candidates tried to throw her husband under the bus, so to speak, and off message in the debate because he was leading in the polls. But here's the kicker. This is a quote. She says, I think he takes arrows because they want to knock him out from that position. I think that's why he's the target. So she's going to have to do a lot more of those interviews. That's what happens. It's not just the man himself running. She's right about that. Every single thing that the candidate does or touches is scrutinized. So, of course, wives, children, there's always that thing about are children out of bounds or not. Remember with the Bush twins, a couple of times where they were caught at a bar and they were underage and someone snapped a picture and some of the nonsense that happened as a result, although the Bushes did a pretty good job keeping them out of the spotlight. Chelsea Clinton, while Bill Clinton was in office, he didn't really see a lot of her occasionally in some video, but she wasn't part of the scene either. And so many of the White Houses have been able to do that. And I think that's kind of what the deal is here with Perry. They kind of want to keep him out of the spotlight. All right, coming up in our next roundabout here as we head for the exits on America Tonight, I said we would talk more about the strangeness of that model plane, the Fed saying that there was a man who really was going to try to blow up the Pentagon and the Capitol. Can you imagine these model planes and thinking of them flying around? Now what are they going to put signs up all around certain